Flying Hutchinson. Pepsi-Cola takes you on an airplane journey with the most air-minded, the most traveled, the most progressive family in the world, the Flying Hutchinsons, the only family in the world to visit by airplane every nation of this earth. These four adventurous Americans are Colonel George Hutchinson, Mrs. Hutchinson, and their two daughters, Catherine and Janet Lee. Himself to tell you where he and his family have been and why. Colonel Hutchinson.
Good evening. First, I'd like to introduce my family. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, Blanche.
Good evening.
Our 16-year-old daughter, Catherine.
How do you do?
And our 14-year-old daughter, Janet Lee.
Hello, everybody.
You know, in 1927, we took our first airplane ride as a family. We all liked it, and before we knew it, we'd opened an airport at Philadelphia. In a few years, the Hutchinson family became pretty well known, and we were invited to fly to the 48 capitals of the 48 states to get the signatures of each governor. The purpose of this flight was to make Americans air-minded, a flight of 25,000 miles over the entire country.
And as we understand it, Colonel Hutchinson, it was from this flight that you got the idea of visiting the 68 nations of the world.
Yes, that's what we've just done, and we've done more than that. We've secured the signatures of the ruler of every one of those nations on this scroll.
Will you please tell us something about that scroll, Colonel?
The scroll of all nations is the result of an idea we've had for a long time. It's something which may help bring the nations of this troubled world closer together. It reads,
"We, the leaders of the nations of the earth, whose portraits and signatures are here assembled for the first time, proclaim our greeting and good wishes to all peoples in the fervent hope that this document may serve to strengthen world fellowship for the greater glory and welfare of humankind."
This message, translated into 36 languages and signed by the chief executive of every nation on earth, is now the only one of its kind in all the world. And we, as an American family, travel 70,000 miles by air to make this scroll of all nations a reality. We believe this scroll shows that the people of this world are all closely related, just as our 48 states are related.
In just a moment, we shall join the Flying Hutchinsons as they visit the South American Republic of Venezuela. But first, if you want $1 million worth of refreshment for 5 cents, try this. Invest one nickel in a frosty, double-sized bottle of Pepsi-Cola, that extra-long, extra-delicious cola drink you're hearing so much about these days. Just relax and sip that sparkling amber liquid. Let the cooling, refreshing goodness of it trickle down your parched throat. And, bees and clover have got nothing on you for the next few minutes. For Pepsi-Cola has a spicy, tangy cola and fruit juice flavor that's mighty smooth and satisfying. And there's a nippy, zippy tingle to it that gives a lilt to drooping spirits. What's more, the pickup lasts. For scientific tests show Pepsi-Cola is brimful of quick energy sugar that immediately goes to work to make you feel like new. So don't ever let heat and a long day get you down. Do what 7 million others are doing every day. Ask for Pepsi-Cola. It's twice as delicious, and you get twice as much. And now we join Colonel and Mrs. Hutchinson and their two daughters in the cabin of their huge twin-motored Lockheed electric ship, Amiquitia. As they fly over Venezuela.
Janet Lee.
Yes, Daddy?
Call the LaGuardia airport for me, will you?
Okay, Daddy. What'll I say?
Well, take this message to the airport manager.
Go ahead.
NC-14947, Amiquitia, calling LaGuardia Airport. Better repeat that, Janet Lee.
Yes, Daddy.
Tell them we're about 60 miles northeast of LaGuardia and ask for a weather report.
Yes, sir. What do people do for a living in Venezuela, George? This country looks rather barren.
Let's see if Catherine knows, Mother. Catherine?
It's oil, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Catherine. Venezuela is the world's third largest oil-producing nation. That makes Venezuela one of the few nations that has no national debt.
Oh, I thought South America was a place of romance and soft music. And here you talk of debts and oil, Daddy. We might as well be at home.
Well, wait until you see the orchids, Catherine.
Orchids?
Don't you know that orchids grow wild here, just like daisies in Virginia?
Oh, you're kidding.
No, indeed. You'll see for yourself when we get to Caracas.
I've got LaGuardia Airport, Daddy.
What's he saying, Janet Lee?
Surface winds, northeast, 5. Ceiling, 2,000. Visibility, 5 miles.
That's swell. We'll land in a few minutes.
George, isn't that a city over to the left of that mountain?
It certainly is, Mother.
That's Caracas, the capital of Venezuela.
Let's circle over. Perhaps we can see the president's home. What's his name?
General Lopez Contreras.
Oh, that water looks cool down there.
Can we go swimming, Mother? Oh, I don't think so, Captain. I read somewhere about a cannibal fish, the piranha. That makes swimming very dangerous here.
You're right, Mother. Now, remember, children, don't go near the water.
I'm glad you left out the hickory limb business, Daddy.
What do we do after we get the president's signature on the scroll?
Well, we can go sightseeing. Oh, I'd like to show you the home of Simon Bolivar.
Who?
Simon Bolivar. The George Washington of Venezuela. The man who is responsible for Venezuela being a free nation today.
Mm. He sounds interesting.
He was. In fact, Bolivar was one of the most amazing characters in history.
Well, tell us about him, Daddy.
Well, when Simon Bolivar was a boy of 12, he was in Paris.
At this point in the program, the Flying Hutchinsons present the dramatic highlights in the amazing career of Simon Bolivar, liberator of Venezuela. When Bolivar was a boy of 12 in Paris, he saw Napoleon take the crown from the Pope, and he resolved never to accept a title. Into Bolivar's short life was crowded one of the most amazing records of victories, defeats, triumphs, and tragedies in all history. He fought over 200 bloody battles for his ideals of liberty. He achieved independence from Spain for Venezuela and 5 other South American countries. Our dramatization tells the unbelievable story of Bolivar's crossing the Andes, one of the greatest exploits in history. Bolivar started with an undisciplined horde, poorly dressed, inadequately armed. He marched this ragged army of 2,500 men, dragging cannon and munitions, from the steaming, flooded plains of Venezuela, 1,000 miles over the cold, barren, trackless heights of the Andes into Colombia. There, he engaged 5,000 Spaniards and defeated them decisively to break the hold of Spain on South America for all time. We shall rejoin the Flying Hutchinsons at the La Guaira Airport as they leave the Republic of Venezuela. Everywhere that soft drinks are sold, people are calling for Pepsi-Cola to the tune of 7 million a day. And more every day, this delicious double-sized cola drink is sweeping America. Kids love it. Grown-ups go for it, for parties, for that listless 4 o'clock in the afternoon feeling, for midnight snacks. If you haven't tried Pepsi-Cola, it's a palate-tickling treat worth getting acquainted with, for it has a full-bodied sweetness, a spicy, delicate cola and fruit juice flavor that's more delightful than anything you've ever tasted. And another thing, you don't find yourself finishing the bottle just as you're beginning to enjoy it. Pepsi-Cola comes in a big double-sized bottle for only a nickel. It's really a man-sized drink. Why don't you stop by your favorite soft drink stand or grocery store and try a long, frosty bottle of Pepsi-Cola? Then, for the family, you'll want to take home the economical carton of 6. Remember, the next time you're hot, tired, thirsty, it's Pepsi-Cola time. Now we join the Flying Hutchinsons at the LaGuardia Airport as their big Lockheed ship's motors are warming up the flight.
Colonel Hutchinson, that scroll of all nations is a remarkable document. Please be so kind as to send me a facsimile when it is completed.
Well, I certainly will, Senor Ortega. And before we take off, my family and I would like to thank you again for all your kindness while we were here in Venezuela.
Yes, Senor. And thanks for introducing me to that handsome officer.
It was a pleasure, Miss Janet Lee.
Will you say goodbye for us to President Contreras and tell him how honored we are by having his signature on the scroll of all nations?
It is we who are honored, Senor Hodges.
When you get to America next summer, be sure to come see us, Senor Ortega.
I certainly will, Mrs. Hutchinson.
Oh, Daddy, I wish we had time to pick a few more orchids before we leave.
Aren't you tired of orchids yet, Catherine? We've had orchids all over the place ever since we landed.
I could never get tired of orchids. Could you, Senor Ortega?
No, indeed, Miss Catherine. The orchid is our national flower.
Oh, come on, kids. It's time for us to take off and climb into the ship.
And what is your next stop, Colonel Hutchinson?
Oh, we're flying to Brazil.
An interesting country, Brazil. I wish I were going with you.
Oh, climb aboard, senor. There's always room for one more, you know.
No, not this time. Thank you so much.
Daddy, don't we fly over Devil's Island on this leg of the journey?
We certainly do, Janet Lee.
Oh, that's the French prison we've heard so much about.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I wish we could stop and see it.
I am afraid even so charming a family as the Hutchinsons would not be welcome. No visitors are allowed.
That's right. But an old sailor who said he once helped two prisoners escape told me a strange story about Devil's Island.
Is it as good as the story of Bolivar?
Oh, even better, I think, Janet.
All right, Daddy, you have a listener. Let's get in the ship. Goodbye, Senor Ortega.
Senora Hutchinson, Miss Catherine, Miss Janet Lee.
Hasta la vista. Muchas gracias por tu mandato.
Oh, adios, senor.
And happy landing to the Hutchinson family.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pepsi-Cola invites you to join the Flying Hutchinsons as they visit the colorful Republic of Brazil.